Hakka Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
And I'm Chris。
今天我们的节目 Love is in the air。充满了爱意，因为是七夕情人节 ，Chinese Valentine's Day。
Valentine's Day。Yeah, I just now realized that this upcoming holiday is Valentine's Day. I thought November 11th.
Oh, 你那个是光棍节
right,
Bachelor's Day.
I thought that was Valentine's Day. Because the one and the one look like two people together,
not like
separate.
That's like the anti-Valentine's Day. It's not just a shopping, big shopping holiday. 对。但我们今天说的这个七夕呢 Chris, 它是The origin is an ancient Chinese legend, 是一个传奇故事 this couple,
right.
They only got to meet on this day every year on a special bridge.
Gosh.
对,就是 very sad.
Yeah, that sounds like a happy ending. Not.
但是现在大家就把它搞成一个是我们中国人自己的 romantic Valentine's Day. 所以我们今天的节目呢就要讲讲一些就 very romantic,爱意浓浓很浪漫的英语约会的时候啊什么可以跟人怎么说啊、那要看我们今天节目的关键字呢订阅 Open Language 微信公众号就可以啦然后也别错过我们八月很好的一个二人行的课程特惠正好是七夕情人节很好的礼物因为你可以用就是899块买到两个原价698的一年英语课程所以是一个很好的 Valentine's Day gift、
oh, okay.
很有意义嘛、
yeah.
对不对好订阅我们的微信公众号就会有详情那现在说说这个情人节啊 Valentine's Day 但在英文里面你不太说一个人是 He or she is my Valentine Right? It、
yeah.
sounds a little bit weird
It does Valentine's Day is kind of a weird holiday Even in the US
因为 Valentine's 就是一个it's also a legendary figure, 这个人
Saint Valentine.
Saint Valentine, 一个大情圣的名字对吧
Yeah.
那英文里面说这一对是情侣啊爱人啊你们会说a couple, 是吧
Right.
They are going out.
They're a couple, they're going out, they're together.、You can just say,we're together.
We're together.、
Right.
我们在一起对不对、
right.
好那当然你要在一起之前呢你要先约人家才有后面这个 together 在一起啊约英文里面如果一个男孩子跟一个女孩子说想约你出去啊什么的这个可以怎么说
I'd like to ask you out
啊、
yeah. Or
ask someone out
yeah, to ask someone out and if you were asking them out you would say would you like to go out sometime
所以你要对一个人说的时候你在约他的时候你就可以说、
yeah.
would you like to go out
yeah because if you sayWill you go out with me? That sounds like you're in maybe elementary school.
Oh, like, 真的是很幼稚的是吗
Will you go out with me?
Will you go out with me? 是很幼稚
That sounds like you're a little kid, yeah.、
Oh,
If you're a man、
okay.
or a woman, never say that to another adult. Just
Instead,
say, would you like to go out sometime?
Would you like to go out sometime? 那你可以直接的说 what are you doing this Friday? Or are you free this Friday? 可以吗
Yeah, or the, always the standard go-to is, hey, we should grab coffee sometime.
这个就最自然男的
or,
就说我们一起喝杯咖啡啊
Yeah, or we should grab a drink together sometime.
Grab a drink.
Or grab dinner.
Very
casual, but it's clear that you're asking them out.
所以你说我们 grab 什么 together 的时候基本上有这个约会的含义对吧
yeah,
OK,
yeah.
好那约出去以后呢在中国的文化里面我们还有一个很重要要表白。表白的意思就是你要让对方知道I like you, 或者什么的、
right.
would you, 你能不能做我的男女朋友、英文这个表白我觉得也蛮难分。
DTR.
DTR.
Defining the relationship.
就是我们。
We call it the DTR.
Defining the relationship, 为我们的关系来定义我们到底是什么属性是不是DTR.
But that's informal. I mean, it's, you might say, we need to have a DTR. Like, we need to have a talk to define our relationship.
Okay. 但 Chris, 我说的那个表白更加是就说你会说 oh, I really like you. 然后就是
yeah.
can you be my girlfriend 这种的。
That's very old. Nobody does that anymore. No one says, will you be my girlfriend? Or,
真的，这个是比较以前年老的这个 generation 会说的。
Yeah, it's...
现在的年轻人可能是不是他们就很自然的 kind of happens naturally.
It does.
If you said, we should grab drinks together or...
Yeah, and then you start seeing each other more often, and then maybe at some point you'll say, so...Are we official?
Oh, 你刚刚用这个词很好。Are we official?
Are we official or so? Should we say we're exclusive now?
对，两个很好的词，一个是 official， 一个是 exclusive 啊。那if you've been seeing each other for a while， 就是如果英文里面说we're seeing each other， 就是我们约会了一段时间，对吧 ？We've been going out for a while。那maybe it's time to be exclusive or be official.
Right.
那 exclusive 呢，就是说我们两个是一对一专属的，就不能再去约会别的人。
Right. As opposed to an open relationship, which is
开放
的。You can date anyone, and that's not a relationship.
But that's also a big cultural difference. 因为我觉得在中国，如果 if you're seeing someone, it implies you're already exclusive. 就是
I think it does.It depends on the person, though. I would say it does in the U.S., usually. But some people...
对，有些人他也会同时就是说我也可以约会很多人，我们只是出去吃吃饭，看看电影。
And some people would say, well, until we are engaged to be married, then anything...As long as I'm honest.
那就是渣男啊。Yeah. 这是一个 douchebag 才会这样。
No. Well, I think women can be like that too. If you like it, then you'd better put a ring on it.
Beyonce.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
就是你就跟我求婚就好了，就 exclusive 啊。你刚刚说 exclusive, 还有一个你说的 official. Official 的意思就是我们是正式的，对吧？我们两个就是，就也不要再出去。跟人约会啊什么的，我俩就好好的在一起这样。
And it's very important that you change your Facebook relationship status.
Yeah,
from single to in a relationship with. That's actually, culturally in the US, that is probably the easiest way to, for a couple to say, we are now officially in a relationship. They change their
Facebook
status.
脸书，在中国反正这个脸书也不能用。对啊，我们中国微博和那个什么微信没有这个 status 这一栏。
Well, it's also, I hate that. Everybody hates that. Because it's like...
就是你的 privacy 为什么要让别人知道是吧？好，如果你们 if all goes well, 如果事情发展得很顺利呢，也可能就会步入婚姻的这个殿堂。但是呢，刚开始还是要有一个求婚的步骤嘛。求婚英文叫
To propose.
To propose, 就是 to ask someone to marry you.
Ask you to marry me.
对，一般还是男生啦，对吧？
Right.
就算美国这么开放的文化，
right.
还是男的 get down on one knee.
Yeah, get down on a knee or two knees.
Or two knees, get down on your knees, 就是下跪，对吧？
Right.
单膝或者双膝下跪。
Right.
然后要买一个 engagement ring.
Yes.The bigger, the better. No.
那个石头 rock 越大越好。刚刚说的 engagement ring 就是求婚戒指。那如果你说 we're engaged， 就是我们已经订婚了，
right.
对不对？
Right.
然后呢，就是前面说到的 engaged 之后呢， you're married.
Right.
Tying the knot.
Tying the knot, getting hitched.
Getting hitched 也有很多有意思的说法，就表达两个人已经结婚了。
Yeah.
那我们 Open Language 的课程库里呢，也有很多和恋爱呀、婚姻有关的这个课程。我们有一课就叫 Valentine's Day Dinner， 很有意思、很浪漫的一课，是 Chris 当时你录的啊。大家可以下载 Open Language 的 App， 完整课程库里查找。Valentine's Day 就会找到这一课，然后也你查找什么求婚呀、结婚呐，也有这方面的课程。那希望大家会喜欢。那最后也不要忘了，就是我们八月份呢有二人行课程65%的这个特惠，觉得也是很好的一个七夕情人节的礼物。So we wish you a very happy and romantic Chinese Valentine's Day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye bye.